Life Audio.
A Prayer to Be More Grateful by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Psalm 9:1. As a parent, there have been many moments I felt used, with each child bringing their list of wants for their birthday or everyday life. I wonder if they really appreciate me or just love what I do. If I make them happy enough, I'm usually greeted with a thank you from my older children. My younger ones, however, tend to grab their occasional gifts with a burst of excitement and forget to say thank you unless they're prompted. There's a sense of, "I deserve this," written all over their faces in these moments. In Psalm 9:1, David writes of sincere gratefulness. He states that he will thank the Lord with all his heart. Half-hearted thankfulness or a simple acknowledgement isn't enough. Not only does the psalmist thank the Lord with his whole heart, he commits to tell all of God's wonderful deeds. In other words, he just can't withhold sharing how much God has done for him. His heart explodes with the opportunity to share the good news of God's goodness. Even more so, David recognizes that to receive from the Lord is an honor. If I'm honest, I've been guilty of not being as grateful as I should be. Instead of coming to the Lord humbly, with a heart of thanks, I've come with an attitude of entitlement. In my mind, of course, I deserved a blessing. I went to church, gave my tithes, prayed. I've been good to people. My pride followed blessings, when I should have had a humble heart, in awe that God would grant me favor again. Likewise, in many ways, I couldn't wait to tell people of the wonderful deeds God had done. Unfortunately, my motivation for sharing God's goodness was from a place of personal horn-tooting versus a sincere honoring of the Lord. In many ways, my thankfulness was only half-hearted, as it was more about what I had accomplished and less about His goodness. Although Psalm 9:1 should be a source of encouragement, for many, it's a wake-up call to ask ourselves, do we really appreciate our Father in heaven? Would we be okay if He never did another thing for us? Is His presence and His promise of salvation enough? Could we say thank you endlessly just for His love alone? Have we committed to sharing who He is and the good He's done with a heart of humility? These tough questions are convicting, but they reveal our true heart and perspective on who God is. For this reason, when we pray, we shouldn't just bring our lists of requests like a child on Christmas. Instead, we pray in awe of His goodness with a humble thanksgiving. My prayer today is that a heart of true gratitude will arise in our hearts. My prayer is that we would take each new day as a gift from the Lord, and when He blesses us with more, we thank Him with our entire heart. May God grant us opportunity to tell anyone who's willing to listen how good He is. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for what you've done in my life. I thank you for each day, for your work on the cross, and for helping me overcome the toughest battles of my life. Father, forgive me for the times I don't operate from an attitude of sincere gratitude. Teach me to do so and to openly share your goodness with the world around me. Help me to never grow weary of praising you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Yunus from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.